The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL show. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Tuesday, March 16th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. And let me tell you, there were plenty of them on Monday. The New England Patriots are not exactly the first team that pops up in everybody's mind when it comes to big spenders in free agency, but they hit the ground running right out of the gates yesterday and never looked back. It started early in the quote-unquote legal tampering period with a four-year, $50 million deal for tight end Jonnu Smith that includes $31.25 million guaranteed. But it didn't stop there. New England added two receivers for Cam Newton, or whoever they ultimately get to play quarterback next year, former 49ers wideout Kendrick Bourne and former Las Vegas Raider receiver Nelson Aguilar are now New England Patriots. Bourne gets 3 years and $22.5 million. Aguilar goes 2 years and $26 million. So if you're keeping track at home, that means the Patriots offense now looks like this. Cam at quarterback, Damian Harris or Sony Michel at running back, Nelson Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne, and Jacoby Myers at wide receiver, and Jonnu Smith at tight end. Oh, wait, you thought I was done? Oh no, I am not done. We haven't even gotten to the defense yet, because Belichick's boys also added linebacker Matt Judon on a four-year $56 million deal that includes $32 million guaranteed. They continued their spending spree, signing three defensive linemen, Devon Gotchu, Dietrich Wise, and Henry Anderson of the Jets. Plus, they added Jalen Mills on a four-year, $24 million deal. All told, New England spent more guaranteed money on Monday than they have spent in any offseason over the last 10 years. And by the way, don't forget, the Patriots had more opt-outs last season due to COVID-19 than any other team. They're expected to get a bunch of players back, including Dante Hightower and Patrick Chung next year, which will only add to a loaded defense. Now, believe it or not, there were teams other than the New England Patriots that made moves yesterday. Let's get to as many as we can. The Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers recently restructured Tom Brady's deal, and they are using some of that savings to pay for Shaq Barrett's brand new four-year deal that could be worth up to $72 million. He'll get at least $36 million fully guaranteed. They also brought back Rob Gronkowski on a one-year deal for up to $10 million. In the Big Easy, the Saints are gearing up for their first quarterback competition in more than 15 years after the retirement of Drew Brees. They announced a deal with quarterback Jameis Winston, which is reportedly worth a base value of $5.5 million and includes incentives that can push it up to $12 million. Jameis will reportedly battle Taysom Hill for the right to be under center in week one.
I totally hear you. I also don't like what you're saying.
The Saints were not alone in making a quarterback move yesterday. The Washington football team presumably has their new starting quarterback. They have reached a one-year, $10 million agreement with Ryan Fitzpatrick, the well-traveled, well-coiffed Ryan Fitzpatrick. They will be his ninth team in what will be his 17th NFL season. The deal can reach as high as $12 million, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN. The Titans made a big splash of their own on Monday, swiping pass rusher Bud Dupree from the Pittsburgh Steelers in exchange for $16.5 million a year on a multi-year deal. This is the second straight year the Titans have looked to free agency to try and bolster their pass rush. Last year, it didn't really work with Jadeveon Clowney. Better luck this year with Bud Dupree. in San Francisco. The 49ers continue their push to keep their big-name free agents. They re-signed fullback Kyle Juszczyk on Sunday and are also going to keep defensive back Jason Verrett for one more year. Two sides agreed to a one-year deal worth $5.5 million. Could get up to $6.5 million if Verrett is named to the Pro Bowl. He was Pro Football Focus's seventh best corner in 2020. And the Niners also signed Rams linebacker Sam Ebukam to a two-year $12 million deal to rush the passer opposite Nick Bosa. Let's stay in the NFC West now. The Cardinals are keeping edge rusher Marcus Golden after trading for him in the middle of the year last season. He was actually drafted by the Cardinals in 2015 before signing with the Giants 2 years ago, and of course now he is back with the team that drafted him. The Rams are bringing back edge rusher Leonard Floyd on what is being called a four-year $64 million deal, which is pretty impressive because the Rams came into yesterday $37 million over the salary cap.
So I'm right on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
Let's go to Baltimore now, where the Ravens signed free agent guard Kevin Zeitler to a three-year deal with $16 million guaranteed. Not a surprising move considering they love signing dudes on their third contract in recent years. That includes Eric Weddle, Earl Thomas, Calais Campbell, and Mark Ingram. Meanwhile, the Chiefs decided to sign an offensive lineman of their own, bringing in former Patriots guard Joe Thuney for 5 years and $80 million. Remember, Kansas City's offensive line was decimated by injuries late last year, and they released both starting tackles earlier this offseason, so they had some work to do on the O-line. Thuney's deal includes $32.5 million fully guaranteed over the first 2 years, and in the past two seasons, he has allowed only three sacks and three penalties in over 2,100 snaps. Now, Thuney wasn't the only offensive lineman setting the market Monday, however, as the Chargers did the same with center Ryan Lindsley. He has been protecting Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. He will now move to much better weather and keep defenders off Justin Herbert. Lindsley was Pro Football Focus's highest graded center last year, and he is now the highest paid center in the league. In Cleveland, the Browns have dipped their toes into the free agent water, signing Rams safety John Johnson to a three-year deal with $24 million guaranteed. Johnson was thought to be one of the top safeties on the market, and he can earn up to $33.75 million on the contract. A few more for you. The Jets have a ton of money to spend and took a couple of big swings yesterday. First, they agreed with former Titans wide receiver Corey Davis. He'll get $27 million guaranteed over 3 years. And they also agreed to a contract with pass rusher Carl Lawson from Cincinnati, who'll get $30 million guaranteed over that same three-year span. And finally, as happens at the end of a lot of crazy days, we end up in Las Vegas, where the Raiders have agreed to a two-year deal with defensive end Yannick Ngakoue for $26 million. He'll be reunited with defensive coordinator Gus Bradley, who was his coach in Jacksonville when he was drafted. This will be Yannick's fourth team since the start of the 2019 season. That is the news in the world of the NFL on Tuesday, March 16th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. Leave a rating and a review for us, too. And stay tuned later today for the off-day debrief with myself and Brandon Lee Gowton from Bleeding Green Nation. We'll be reacting to all of the craziness you just heard, picking our winners and losers, and talking with Tom Curran of NBC Sports Boston about the Patriots' big day. I'm Rob Stats-Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.